All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, it's the holidays.
Is it?
And yes, maybe not when this comes out, but in general it is.
Right.
I'm recording. And as you know, I'm a big fan of cheap gifts for all my illegitimate sons.
I've got little bros in different area codes. And by little bros, I mean sons.
Yes, little bros. Like, I like to call them my brothers, so I can, they're my little wingmen, because I'm gross. So I want to get them cheap gifts. So here we are at this department store.
Okay.
And we're in the cheap gift aisle. And it made me think, you know, we had to come up with a game to talk about. So while I'm buying gifts, went over to the cheap, like, board game section. And I bought this copy of Kerplunk. You remember Kerplunk?
I love Kerplunk, yeah.
Kerplunk.
Like, I don't know if it's a good game. I just remember it being very satisfying as a small child.
It is not. And it's a pain to set up, like all of these games.
Right. I think I just like the sound of marbles hitting plastic.
Well, then you're in for a treat, my friend, because I have written the name of a different game on all these marbles, and we're going to pull these sticks out of Kerplunk until we get the name of the game we're going to play. So it falls down, whichever one is the first one to hit.
Okay.
That's the game that we shit.
Okay.
That's how the rhyme goes.
All right. So I'm having trouble realizing that there's like thinking of how this has strategy. So I'm just going to pull this one. Ah, shit. I lost.
God, Cole. God, what a terrible stick that you pulled.
What?
The marble says here. Let me look at the stick.
Look at this.
Oh my God.
Gary, I look at this. I feel angry. I feel I'm confused. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit hungry, but that's because it's late. A little bit gassy, but that's just like generally my gastric distress that ends up happening. I'm kind of irritated more than anything.
I'm pretty irritated too. It's like you pulled an irritating stick.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
The ISO. I didn't play an actual copy of this game. I never do. I don't think it's immoral. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where you play bad games so you don't have to.
Why are you doing this to us, Gary?
Because you know, you were there. I forgot I had to pick a thing and I had 20 hours to come up with something.
No, you didn't. You didn't have 20 hours. I was like, hey, Gary, we're recording Abject Suffering tomorrow. It's your pick.
Yeah, and I hadn't.
I forget when this comes out. It might be coming out concurrently, but we made comparisons between the flying gameplay in Child of Light and the game Irritating Stick, which is pretty apropos. And so you've decided, let's just go with that because it's a funny name. This kind of early to mid period PlayStation novelty era is super interesting.
Oh yeah, the Incredible Crisis times.
Yeah, yeah.
People didn't have that kind of job in Incredible Crisis times.
Mr. Domino and whether or not anybody could stop him.
Yeah. It's also so this makes a companion piece to the Child of Light episode, which makes it appropriate for me to ask this question to start us out. Speaking of what we were talking about during the randomization, at what point when you were young did you realize that you would have indigestion more days than not as an adult?
I think, underestimate how early my gastric distress set in.
Wait, I'm not underestimating, I'm asking.
Yeah. Oh, no, like I was probably like 9 or 10. It was
that's pretty intense.
Yeah, it was like, okay, every morning I'm in complete agony because I am anxious about going to school, and in order to keep me home in a place where I'm comfortable, it feels like my entire digestive system is going to crawl out of me.
That sucks.
And that's pretty much been the case for the past 21 years of my life.
I'm sorry.
No, there's no reason to apologize. Like we're just open about that stuff. Like I don't know if that's like IBS, but like as early as age like 9 or 10, I'm talking like third or fourth grade, I was getting like endoscopies to figure out if there was anything physically wrong with me. It's like, oh, looks like your son has brain problems.
Brain problems.iso. I was expecting it to be, because like I had a blissful, you know, probably like 25 years, you know, and of which I couldn't appreciate all of it because I was a little kid, but like I didn't start, you know, feeling like you know, my guts, you know, getting DJ sets from DJ Gut Trubs on the regular until I was about 25 or 26, and then like it was one day a week, and then now like I feel like it's like I said, more days than not. It's not quite more days than not, but it's something, you know, more days than not. Just like, even if it is just like this uncomfortable, like I'm hungry, but also it makes me want to puke and I don't know why.
Right.
You know, like something will be wrong.
Right. Right. And it's not like responsive to like diet or exercise.
Exactly. Like people are probably like listening to that and being like, listen, you fat fuck, like eat better. And I'm like, eh, and actually like eat pretty well.
Yeah. Like,
and you know, and I do exercise. Like I am a man of carriage, but that doesn't, you know,
it doesn't mean you're not working to fix it. Like there are
that it even is a thing to fix, right? Like
that's what I mean. Like working to manage it, right? Like, I keep Tums around and I try to eat like more fruit and vegetables than less, you know, like just a bunch of stuff like that. Like it is a fact of life. And there any positive stuff that somebody could probably suggest in response to that, either out of indignation, like, why are you complaining about this, has probably been tried.
Yes. Yeah. It's not something I'm like, yes, this is, I like this, and I'm not going to do anything about it.
Right.
It's something that I've worked on. It's just like, and you know, like I also have chronic disease that affects this as well. Like it is something that is just a cross to bear. And if I go on, like I go on like Twitter or whatever, a lot of people who are roughly my age or in that bracket, like talk about like just constant indigestion problems, you know, or just like, oh, I get like diarrhea like 4 times a week, you know, something like that. I'm like, geez, you know, it's pretty common. Like at a certain point, this is just one of the ways your body is just like fails you. You know, even if you're not on the cool track, like it is
even if you're not advanced placement.
Yeah. You don't have AP intestines like coal.
You are not digestively precocious.
Yeah. Max Fisher. Yeah. Gushmore too.
What's that?
Digestively precocious. Gushmore too. Digestively precocious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like it makes sense because like if you watch cable with commercials, pretty much everything is an advertisement. Like Larry the Cable Guy will come on and say like, do you eat like a drunk baby? Eat this pill. Like
a baby has money. Like get Prilosec'd.
Yeah.
You know? Right. Yeah. It is it really is this kind of an amazing cross to bear.
I mean, it's weather, right? Like it's just internal weather. You know?
It feels out of my control, and it is contributed to a general sense of my body just being this like malicious betrayer that I am out of touch with and separate from, which is not a good way to think of your body, but like, it just like at any given time, I do not have perfect information about what's wrong with me, and it could be anything. And like every time I've ever had a medical issue, I've not had a symptom other than these gut troubles, but like, that's not a symptom. I like ask the doctor and they'd be like, nah, you know,
it just happens. Life is like.
Yeah. So like when I actually do have something seriously wrong with me though, like I had a major health scare this year. And then like when I was diagnosed as diabetic, I had no symptoms. I just went in and someone said, hey, you have this crippling disease. I was like, well, shit. You know, like,
this disease is good. That's going to impact pretty much every decision you make.
Yeah. Here you go. You know, and it's like, oh, like I don't feel bad. It's like, well, you know, sucks to be you, loser. Get out.
Can I at least have the dignity of some kind of suffering? That way the sacrifices that I make to manage this feel like they are bettering something. That like just basically I just want to pay for this with misery up front, so
I mean I don't even want the misery. I wanted the feedback, like the information.
That's what I mean.
I just wanted the dignity of a Flintstones Band-Aid on my way out and like didn't get it.
I'm talking about a disease I don't have. Sorry.
No, I mean I get it. It's just thinking about that in terms of you know, talking about gut troubles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, I can only speak for myself, but my suspicion, you know, just based on my own kind of cognitive biases or whatever, it seems like people who lead mostly internal lives, you know, like you and I do, or mostly kind of deal with intellectual or emotional labor, I'm trying my hardest not to say like, oh,
no, nerds sound douchey, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, like it's like I'm trying not to say like, oh, nerds are like this, but it's like that there's just a sense that like, oh my, you feel like your body and your mind are at odds because yes. you perceive your mind as being separate from your body, and yes. I do the exact same thing.
It is a thing for depressives.
Yeah,
creatives and depressives do that, and I've seen enough anecdotal evidence to think that like. There's a connection there. It doesn't mean that like it is a causal connection, mm-hmm. but it does seem to be a correlated yeah. connection to me. So.
Yeah, it's no good. You know, I decided
not my favorite thing about myself.
No. And yeah. like it's good that both of us, it's not good that both of us suffer from this, but both of us have sympathy for each other in regards to yes. it, because like often, like, you know, more often than not, when we go to record, it's like, hey, I need a 15 punt for like bio problems. And it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll go deal with this. Like,
yeah, 100%. Like I just get it.
But both of us are fine with each other being late to work for, you know, intestinal reasons. And I feel fortunate that I've never been in a situation where like, it's gotten me in trouble that I've been late to a meeting or late to work because of this. The only time that it's ever gotten me in trouble mm-hmm. when I worked at an office. This was a school supply company doing order entry is what I was doing. And the thing is, it was seasonal work. They geared up during the summer as schools were restocking, and most of the bosses and most of the managers were teachers. Okay, teachers who were earning extra money during the summer, right?
Okay.
And, you know, like Principal Skinner painting houses, except they were going yes. to a different place where people who were also students were under their sway so they could yell at them. And it's like, I'm mm-hmm. going to have to spend some time in the bathroom, which is it's just going to happen. Like, look at me, I'm Johnny Sasaki over here. Instant yeah. diarrhea, very nice. Yes.
It's a real mashup right there.
I know, right?
Okay.
The year was 2007. It was the year 2007 yeah. and 2008. It's like I would be pulled aside and yell like, I noticed you're spending a lot of time in the bathroom, and I'm like, do you want me to use a bedpan? Because
yeah.
that's kind of what we're dealing with.
It's just the case. Like, I am not trying to swindle you out of 45 cents. Of productivity.
Right. It's like
multiple times a day. Like,
give me a number to hit and I will hit it if you think that I'm not performing well enough.
Yeah. Like this is my, I will, you know, tell me how much juice you need and I will do the squeeze. Like mm-hmm. it is, I've never gotten in trouble with it. I had two things semi recently that were like Rubicons. I feel like I passed. Like, one, I went to the dentist and got super car sick on the way to the dentist and was scared of puking on anyone who would put something in my mouth, let alone like a dentist when I'm already nervous as hell.
Yeah.
And was like,
you're scared of the dentist.
Like, I'm scared of the dentist. That is my primary anxiety.
Right.
Like, of things that I am scared of in real life. That is my number one.
Right.
And I was like, listen, you know, give me a minute. Like, can I have a minute here? Just kind of relax. And the dental hygienist was quiet. I'm like, oh, room's kind of spinning. Like I'm a little bit nervous, but mostly I got car sick on my way here. And then she's like, oh, well, you know, I'll give you a minute. And then like came back and was like, hey, like, I don't actually want you to throw up on me. And I'm like, lady, if there's two, like, you may find this hard to believe. I want to throw up on you less than you want to be thrown up upon. Like, this is really, really difficult for me. And I hate that it's happening. And then like rescheduled.
Yeah.
But also, the girl I'm dating, we went to go get breakfast, and walking down the street to breakfast, I had to puke. Like, because of morning sickness things, and she was a champ about it, but like uh-huh. what a rough line to, you know, outside. Like, I didn't like get to go home or anything. I was just like,
it also wasn't like 3 a.m after last call.
No, yeah, it was not that. It was you know, at 11:30 in the morning, two blocks from my house, and it was literally just like holding up one finger and then just be, I'm sorry, business, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and again, like, she was a champ about it, but it is such like this is just how things are. Like, uh-huh. what a shitty thing to just have to impact my life. And I have sympathy for you having done that since you were so young. Mm-hmm. It's just like, what a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess that's really my only point.
Yeah,
no, it's a huge bummer.
It's a real bummer. It sucks that it gets worse as you get older. For me, it's stayed roughly the same, but also it's responded to medications that you wouldn't think it would otherwise respond to. Like, oh, if I start feeling like I'm going to throw up or feeling like just like, oh, there's this revolt, I take an anti-anxiety pill. Like I have emergency pills that will manage that and everything goes away. Like it's just, it is super weird the way that that gets handled.
Yeah. I wish that I want something that could tell me objectively what the causes of these things are and whether it is just related to mental things. Cause I undergo stress, I get nervous, things like that.
Yeah.
I don't suffer from anxiety. Like I've suffered from depression before, but I never thought of it as anxiety.
Right.
But this could be a manifestation of anxiety that I'm not internalizing.
Right.
You know, correctly in some ways too.
Maybe. I mean, it took me a very long time to establish that as the cause, to understand that's what it would respond to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough shit. One way this relates to irritating stick is that if you are trying to puke, you put something down your throat like a sword swallower, which is not that dissimilar than to doing irritating stick.
Right. Just imagine the two rails are the sides of your throat.
Your esophagus.
Right.
Irritating esophagus.
Irritating throat.
Yeah. Throat stick.
Yeah. So here we are 12 minutes in.
Yeah. That was intentional. This game, which I definitely picked and is really irritating to talk about, like there's slightly less than I thought there was going to be.
So angry when I was playing.
Yes. It does what it says on the tin, man. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, like, so this, the entire gimmick of this game, it might as well, you just open up the case and inside there's a slip of paper that it's like, it's real hard to draw a curved line on an etch-a-sketch, right?
Yep. And it's the game about doing that. But with like a sub Cookie Masterson announcer yelling at you the entire time and trying to fuck you up.
Whoa, you're too close to the edge.
I'm not close to it at all, Cookie. Leave me alone, Cookie.
Cookie, I need you to chill out because this is a very intense situation.
Yeah, Cookie, I need you to get off my dick and let me irritate this stick.
Get off my dick and get on the stick.
Yeah, off the dick and on the stick. Irritating stick for the PS1. I knew about this game for a long time.
Oh, it should have been ads. Remember, like, they pushed it a lot.
Yeah, like which is strange, like when you think about it, because it is definitely like a niche. Like, do you know, have you been following any of the discourse about that that new difficult game? So do, like, Jesus, you must Christ. Give up or whatever it's
after,
called. Like,
after Cuphead.
Cuphead.
Okay, so we're not angry about Cuphead anymore.
No, not about... not that kind of discourse. Like, just like the discussion. I mean, like, there's a game that's like you have to give up or you have to do the thing or something like that, and it's a difficult control scheme game where you are in a bucket and you have to climb a mountain with one hand.
Benefit get over it thing. Have that. That's fun. That's actually a pretty fun game.
It's to me, this feels somewhat of a piece of that in that masochistic like sense. Like, this is just really, really hard and frustrating, but you feel good when you get done with it, etc. Does that follow? Like, I haven't played that game, but I've just been following the discussion.
It follows. I mean, so like Benefati, you know, the guy who did Quap. Right.
Yeah.
Like a similar kind of appeal. Like, this is a physically difficult thing to do that has its own appeal as an intrinsically difficult task in this artificial kind of sense. Yeah, I can see that. I think that the thing that really, really bugs me about this is is that digital control constraint kind of problem. Like, you know, if this was a thing where it was like analog control, I could actually see what you're describing being the case, where it's like, oh, your movements in a surgeon simulator kind of way end up having like momentum that you need to like account for, or there's like a wrist waggle that, you know, just like you get a feel for it and like you get a mastery. With this, it is literally just, it's like there's a dot and there are two lines you're not supposed to touch. And sometimes you just have to like change your speed and press up, up, down, 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 up, up, down to approximate some kind of like fluid line to get around it.
And you're timed. So that's not like, if you had all the time in the world, this wouldn't be difficult.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be doing that because you're timed. And it is, you know, it's a PS1 game pre DualShock. So it's like, you don't have analog controls, which would make a big difference.
I looked up on iOS to try and find it. I just put irritating stick in thinking like maybe that'll be a search term that'll pop up. Nothing came up. I would be interested in like a don't touch the edge maze type game that had this kind of like moving obstacles and things. Like, I think that would be fun. But
yeah. Yeah. Because this does, it's not just the two lines. Like, watching a speed run of this, which is genuinely impressive when you think mm-hmm. you know what they're doing, you know, you've actually played it. It's really interesting because, like, it goes further than just, like, don't touch the line, which could be like a flash game. Right. There's a lot of weird, like, robots and stuff like that pop in. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, like slot machines, like, you're like, it's a little bit like a mini golf course kind of thing you're trying to manage. Yeah.
Yeah. There's also, I've played real life versions of this at carnivals and stuff.
Oh yeah. There's one of these at the skating rink in the town where I grew up before it burned down. But that version was like the stick had a ring at the end of it.
Yes, that's the more common version, but I think that's the one that you usually see.
Yes, and like it would buzz, like it wouldn't actually shock you, but like it would startling, like the Addams Family like hold on to Uncle Fester's hand and
you know,
be quote unquote electrocuted. Yeah,
man, yeah, that Addams Family thing. I haven't thought about those guys in a long time. So I've done one of these things in real life, and it is like kind of fun and satisfying.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can kind of see it.
I can totally see it.
Yeah. I remember reading reviews of this and seeing that take from time to time. Mm-hmm. Like, people being like, you know what? There actually is something here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not quite there. It's not perfect. But, like, there's something to this that's not terrible.
It's so sparse. Like, they're like a handful of different courses. There are, you know, different modes. Like, I was curious about that, like, AI-designed course thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up taking like way too long for it to escalate because like literally the first course that you do is just move the stick to the right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cool little bits with that. There's and like I guess like, you know, the getting over it comparison. What's interesting to me about this is that it does have like, I feel like if it's not directly a precursor, it shares a little bit of DNA with that, like that game or like Super Hexagon or something.
Yeah.
Like there's a purity to, when you say sparse, like there's a purity to this that I think is kind of in fashion in games.
Yeah.
Now.
I can see that. Yeah. And I value that. Like like I said, getting over it is good and fun. Like I had a good time. I've never beaten Quap, but like figuring out what I need to do to keep my guy upright is satisfying. And like Super Hexagon is an amazing game. It's really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are, I dig those games. I haven't played Getting Over It, but like Quap and Super Hexagon, I enjoy for less time than most of my peers. I feel like I like them, but I can't just play them.
Yeah.
You know, for like a long period. Like it's like, I pick them up for a couple of minutes and then I'm like, ah,
yeah,
I get it.
But the role that it satisfies in, you know, my life is like over the course of maybe like 2 weeks, if I was at an arcade, I would walk up and put maybe $5 into this machine. Because like it has this immediate like, oh, you fail very quickly. Like, oh, well fuck you. I'm gonna get over this. Yeah. And then like, I understand what it takes to be good at this, but I don't want to put in the work.
Yeah. And that is like an archetype, right? Like that is like a type of like gamer psychographic.
Mm-hmm.
That is just, you know, the Ring City fan, like in games where they're just like, I just want hurt me more. You know, and that's an interesting, is this, so I didn't pick this because of that, but that's the main thing I thought of when I did this, was comparing it to more modern and kind of fashionable experiences.
Mm-hmm.
That different context is huge. Like an arcade would make this work. And the fact that this is based on a Japanese game show, like doing this for real money in front of real people would make this much more fun for me. Even if I lost, like it would
be so hard. Have you seen the actual like scale of what they're doing? Like your arms would get so tired doing that thing.
100%. Like I bet you the thing is heavy too.
Yeah.
Specifically for that purpose.
Well, I mean, just to like throw you off. It's like, like any kind of game show or I would give people shit. Yeah, did your school ever do like a fundraiser where like one of the prizes was like 30 seconds in the money closet?
Yeah, where the wind closet.
Yeah, it was like a phone booth that had a leaf blower hooked up to it, and there were balled up dollar bills or whatever. It's like you gave your friend shit. Like, why the fuck didn't she just like grab it? It's like grab right the there. Money. It's like, well, you don't understand what it's like when you're down there and you're doing it.
The thing with our school was that we fell on real hard times, and ours had dimes in them, and 10 kids died. So
they made it hail instead of making it rain.
Yeah. Just you know, and then they just like, so like the janitor would come out and push broom the corpses behind the machine and ask if you want another take at the fun fair. And I said, no thanks, I'm gonna try to blow out a candle with a squirt gun. this Gorgon was full of gasoline, which traveled back up the thing. It was a real problem.
Yeah, like
so.
Oh yeah, no. So, but yeah, like doing this on a game show would be pretty fun. I didn't like look up any footage of that though. Is the game show? Yeah, the game show. I need to let me pull this up while you talk.
Yeah, a 1,000 yen if you can do this.
A million yen.
Which I love that. A 1,000 yen. It would be not
1,000. You said 10 bucks. So like, yeah, cab fare home. Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah. Okay. But I watched footage of it. It's pretty great, and I love that name for it. I think that's very funny.
Yeah.
Like very direct. Then they ended up selling home games of it and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much like Operation.
Yeah, that was the comparison I thought of when I was playing it too. Also because I would immediately like my reaction to failing at Operation is exactly the reaction that I got when I touched the edge in this. Mm-hmm. It just like an immediate almost like seizing up. Like it's like, oh man, like my wrists go nuts. Like I've got an Apple Watch and I, you know, monitor my heart rate and just watch that, and like it's fun to see, like I can tell, like just by quantifying, yeah, I'm pissed off right now by seeing what my heart rate does.
Yeah. Yeah, you just like see yourself get pissed.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about Operation is when they first put out that more modern Hulk movie, the one with Edward Norton.
Right.
They released a Hulk version of Operation.
Oh, that's cool.
In the stores.
Did you have and to do one with Hulk hands?
No, that'd be great, actually. It was just, you know, to scale, like, but the one of the things you had to remove was a tiny little flag, and you had to remove the puny banner from Hulk, and I was like, oh, that's cute.
That's good.
That was a real case of irritating shtick.
Irritating shtick. Yeah.
Shtick. Yeah.
Huh. WTF Japan. I don't know if I want to click this. I think I'm gonna mute this.
Feels racist to me.
I don't know that I would be down. I'm gonna mute this and just kind of see. No, it's just footage. It's just footage of the video game. I can't actually find footage of the game show.
I found some. I don't think it was on YouTube. I think it might have been like in the Daily Motion. You know, or Daily Motion or that other company.
You guys have a name for that, like the Daily Motion Hellscape or whatever it
is.
Yeah.
I think it might have been there. Yeah. We got about 5 minutes before we have to wrap this up.
Right.
Do you think we can spend 5 minutes talking about how insane Pikachu 54673 is on the GameFAQs board for this?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'm very happy that you brought that up because I completely forgot. There's really nothing in the way. So there's no facts, which immediately is like, oh, it's a bummer. Yeah. We're playing this in hard mode. The reviews are like what you would expect. They range from like 1.5 to 4. Pikachu 54673.
Yes.
Seems to be riding high. Like they're a little bit like the old high school athlete who tells the story about that one pass that they hit that almost got them to state.
Yeah. The one from the John Darnielle song.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a shame that Pikachu 54673 got caught selling acid to a cop. he owns this board, and is very active in it in a way that like, isn't unique on GameFAQs?
No.
But still seems a little bit strange to me.
It seems very needy to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like Pikachu 54678 to chill.
I would like Pikachu 54673 to find some kind of fulfillment outside of this. Because they keep coming back. It's a little bit like the ex who's like, you just text you and say like, hey, sup.
Yeah. You know? How are you? Like, I was just thinking about you.
Like seriously, like, hello, faithful. I've been that ex. I'm not proud of that. But hello, my faithful minions, caps. So yeah, haven't posted here in forever. What's up? And then the person who should own this board, irritated stick, saying 8 years ago.
This is my house.
Nothing much.
Eight years ago, not 20 years ago, right? Like when the game came out, you know, right. 8 years ago.
Nothing much. Need to get something started soon, though, lol. What's new with you? Tired every day. That's my life. I still think I still think is the most epic board on GameFAQs, TBH. I agree. Glad to be back.
Like saying it's his board is in his SIG.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have his internet went down for a little while, so he had to let everyone know he's left for 2 weeks unless he can find Wi-Fi for his iPod. So he can't keep his topic 500 going, which is his 500 post thing of him just counting.
Right.
So he's listing all the numbers between 1 and 500.
Uh-huh.
So first he got 1. After that, along comes 2, baby. Then...
Oh, who'd you bring along? Oh, shit, it's 3.
Three brought friend. It's 4. But he goes through and does all of these things. A couple people do come in and try to, like, jump in the stees, you know, and take some of the numbers from him. He seems like weirdly neutral to it. Like he doesn't actually want help counting to 500 on this message board over the course of like,
I mean, it's like a Forrest Gump running across the country. Like it doesn't really matter to him that he's amassed followers. Like he's just doing it.
He's just doing it. Like, keep, you know, I guess keep going, Pikachu 5, 4, 6, 7, 3.
But also it seems a little bit self-involved when you say 1 year anniversary. So it's been 1 year since I took over this board. What have I learned?
Like it's the question everyone's asking.
Yeah, and then Irritated Stick says, "Hip hip hooray!" Carries Pika on shoulders. Hey, Irritated Stick, I'm going to need you to stop enabling Pikachu 5, 4, 6, 7, 3.
That happens to me so often in real life, where like somebody is very clearly doing something for attention, and then I see somebody else like support them, and I get more mad at the person who's supporting them than the other person.
It's like you should know better.
And like that is exactly the reaction I have to every time the fucking Unipiper shows up.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it's just like, oh, like stop taking pictures of him. Like you are the reason this sucks.
Yeah.
Not the unicycling Darth Vader helmeted guy playing the Star Wars thing on bagpipes in Portland. It's the fact that you're taking pictures of it that enable it.
You're standing in circles around him, you know, clapping. I'm sure that like if I sat down next to him at a bar and he didn't have his unicycle in his bagpipe and I was like,
It's called a costume.
If he didn't have his costume on and I was like, oh yeah, it's like a real, you know, active, engaging guy. I like talk to him, like whatever. I'm not the kind of person like I try not to wish ill on people. Like it's a terrible look.
No. I don't want him to be hurt. So, I just want him to stop doing what he's doing.
But here's the thing. At the last PRG, I followed him down an escalator. I very stealthily pulled out my, because he was on his unicycle on the escalator, I pulled out my phone and held it at hip level, but turned on the video camera just in case he maybe took a spill.
Yeah, you'd want to get that captured.
Yeah, like more for like insurance purposes than anything, to make sure people know I didn't like push him.
Yeah,
because we've been pretty vocal about our disdain for that guy who has taken it upon himself to be like the ambassador from Portland in Portland. I didn't wish that he fell, but it would be irresponsible for me not to be prepared if it happened.
I just, you know, it's something that brings people joy, and that's a complicated question as to why he irritates me so much. You know, like, and that's too big to get into with the negative 1 minute left. But like, I do want him to stop, and I blame the people who love him.
Yeah. And if it needs to be separated from just that guy at the same convention, there was just somebody dressed up as a Sith Lord doing lightsaber kata in the middle of the lobby outside of the convention hall. And people were like standing around clapping and like taking video of him. Like, yeah, let's do it. It's like, sure, let your freak flag fly. This doesn't fly anywhere else outside of a nerd convention. Cool.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off. It's very related to, we just recently recorded Monster in My Podcast, where we talked about the guy who shows up at a party with an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Like, I'm going to take this public event and make it about me for a little bit.
Says two people who show up there and buy a booth and like,
we got invited. We paid for the booth and we got invited to do a panel. Like, it's a very different thing than imposing your will.
On
a thing, you know,
I just want to get in front of the straw man.
Yeah. So somebody will probably say that. I think there's a difference. If you don't think there's a difference, that's fine. But to me, you know, getting invited to a thing that's like saying like somebody bring, you know, you go to a concert. Like you're gonna go see like a band.
Fuck you, Dave Grohl. What are you doing up there with your flying V guitar?
Yeah, exactly. Like we weren't the main draw of the thing, but we were like, you know, 10 a.m. On like day 6 of the festival in pent like sub basement tent F. You know, we were part of the festival. It wasn't, we just showed up at Bonnaroo with our own flute. You know, like, which is what, like, they seem like. Also, I mean, we got to go, but, like, man, did you see the message board entry here that's from Grand Cop called Wyup?
Whip.
Whip. Whip dip. I'm the king of this whip dip. No one can dethrone whip dip. Picky whip licky dip. What the fuck is this? Irritating sticky dip. Now you're a child of the whip dip. Is this like a song or something? Am I? Do you know about what the whip dip is? I hope you really whip dip. I'm off to whip dip. Please come join me on the whip dip. I am very dip whip. Whip dip.
King Kong.
Friend code.
Whip them. Oh, shit. Sorry.
It's okay.
Here's an ad for McDonald's. I know you have to go, but I just need to.
I got to get to the center of this whip dip. So whip dip does show up. It's a dip dub. King Kong whip them. Yeah. Second result, irritating stick message board.
Whip. Okay, cool. So this guy just decided to like drop some drop some Afro pop on us. Which, yeah, okay, cool. Some, like, yeah.
Yeah, like in the irritating stick thing, and has forever made the Google results for whip dip about irritating stick, weirdly enough.
Hey Gary, it's the middle of December of 2017 as we're recording this, obviously coming out later. This was posted 7 months ago.
Yep. It's pretty recently. So Grand Cop, you're the hero we need. Pikachu 54678.
So, oh, like abandoned this 3 years ago.
Yeah. Like he's moved on. Now it's Grand Cop's world and we're just living in it. Thanks to me for suggesting this. Thanks to everybody for listening.
Yeah, this was also suggested by Holland.
Oh, thank you,
Holland. And by Flowsnake.
Oh, both Flowsnake, stalwart member of the Slack community, mm-hmm. Holland, probably Holland Hume, who I interact with on Twitter on the regular.
Yeah, yeah.
Both good folk. If you want to suggest a game, you can do so at the Outer Suffering page. Mm-hmm. If you want to support this network, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and do so.
If you want extra episodes of this, you can get that through Patreon or old ones that can be found at duckfeed.tv/store.
Yes, just through capitalism. And ratings and reviews help. We've got some very nice ratings and reviews recently, and we really do appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
Yeah. So until next time, who is Dip Dog?
Who got that dip and that dip whip?
Dog. Irritating sticky dip.